This is Silent Lone Wolf from AboveTopSecret.com. Reply to NERCI's National Protectionism versus Globalization. First, on the whole immigration issue, I love having other cultures here. I really do not fault anybody. I mean, even if it is illegal, hop an offense to provide something better for their family. If I felt that I could do it that way, I would in a heartbeat. I'll do what I have to take care of my family. As far as the problems with it, it really does create a bit of a problem with our society. And it's just not the immigration issue. When we have the whole tax revenue, but that can't even be just pinned on illegal immigration. I mean, is it a big chunk of it? Yeah, probably. But there's plenty of people that are getting paid underneath the table. There's plenty of companies that are getting tax breaks that really, I mean, when that money, rather than giving it back to these companies that already have, and the shareholders that already have, how many millions of dollars? Oh, man. It's like, if we just put that into our schools, put that into our structure, into our base. Oh, I think with the current administration, I think that's where we started to go wrong in the first place. I know they wanted to spurn on the economy. And I can't complain too much about it because I don't even know that much as far as economics. I don't have a degree in economics. The most economics I've ever had is a simple macroeconomics class here at college. And even that doesn't even really get into the whole tax break. I mean, we covered a little bit, but even then I didn't understand it. But as far as good jobs going overseas, I don't have a problem with globalization. I think it'll help. In a lot of ways, it'll help bring standards up, possibly. But the problem I have is a lot of it is the companies going over there are not looking to help get these economies, these people brought up a level. They're only there because of greed. They're only there because they can get it cheaper because they can increase their profit margins. It has nothing to do with helping these countries along. I mean, is it going to spur them on a little bit? Yeah, sure. But as soon as they can find a better deal somewhere else, they're moving. And then now, the companies are going to be gone from there. The biggest problem I have is with what I've seen going on here, especially in the Detroit area. I believe it has gone on some down in Ohio. But my dad was laid off about 2 years ago from one of these companies that did this too. Essentially what they did was they started closing down one union plant after another. And this started, probably about 7 years ago. I think it was closer to six. And these one by one, they would close one union shop at a time. And eventually what they did was they got down to three left, and my dad's shop was one of them. They closed them all down, and they paid the year of unemployment, and they reopened the shops a year and a half later. And the only thing that got them in trouble was, along the way, they sold the company to members of the CEO board, and that was considered illegal. Even still, they reopened the shop a year and a half later after the unions could not do anything about it, after nothing could be done about it. I mean, the most that happened out of the class action lawsuit was they were ordered to pay 2 years rather than one of unemployment. That's only if you went back to school. And then it was only they would only cover community college. And they reopened the shop a year and a half later, under a different name, which they had to do legally, and they started paying. I mean, the wages went from $8 to $10 an hour, depending on the job you're doing, rather than the $15 to $20 that they were paying originally. And that was usually, I think it was actually $14 to start, and eventually, if you had your 20 years in, you were up making about $20 an hour, is where it topped out at. And that's really where I have the problem with it. These people put their lives into this company, and they have the right to unionize, but you want to turn around. I mean, these companies want to turn around and take that right away, and they want to, it's a betrayal of the people that have worked there and made that company what it is. So That's my take on things. So, peace. Silent out.